about these days, young people simply enjoy to some extent in going on TV repeatedly to find a partner
Or
through.
watching people go on TV to find a partner.
Is that you?
Yes.
Yes,
my mom loved watching.
Hey.
Well, there you go. I think
Hey,
you've
yeah.
got at least two target demographics. One's the singletons who are still searching for love, or just people not married yet and, seeing
People like
what's out
me,
there.
just say it, whatever.
Yeah, Ryan. Like Ryan, represented by
Me.
Ryan. Yeah. And also, those ladies or maybe older folks that are interested in seeing people's relationship status and interaction
Yeah, why
today.
not?
Yeah, like New Holland's mom.
Mommy
Yes.
needs some light entertainment.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
Well, it's interesting whether we should think that these blind date TV shows are pure entertainment, or is it more? Because I think the reason why people got confused and angry sometimes is when they realize that supposedly this is a platform to search for true love, but
Oh,
when you
yeah.
realize that a lot of it is fake and you get people who repeatedly go to different blind date dating shows on TV, and why are they there? So there's the question of motive, and some people feel that their feelings are being used and hurt a little bit when they see that not everybody is there to really look for a partner. Is that the situation?
Well, apparently there is a little story involved in the episode of blind dating show, The Chinese Way of Blind Dating, 中国式相亲, which I don't think is the Chinese way of blind dating. The female contestant Bei Bei is rejected by her male peer contestant Song Haibo. The tears of the female contestant touched many viewers. You think it's a sad story where a girl falls in love with a guy, but the guy just don't feel
No,
the same
baby.
way. It's not real, because viewers later found out that 3 years before, Bei Bei and Song Haibo had been on another blind dating show
What?
where Bei Bei's name was actually Lai Cheng, a very different name. And netizens were confused why this couple repeatedly used TV shows to
My
seek love, and why do
God.
they pretend that they don't know each other? And it's just so many questions, and they think there's a matter of if it's real or not.
I feel like I've been lied to my whole life.
And all those tears you poured out because
Song
you saw these
Haibo
people getting
and
together
Bebe, in
and
many
leaving each
ways,
other.
that was my chance at hope for happiness. How could you do this to me? No, just kidding. But, let's talk about why these shows are popular. And something to realize here is that, and maybe that sing, what is it? All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all
Yes.
the. Yeah,
Yeah.
so that Beyonce song might apply here in China because, according to the Ministry of Civil Affairs of the People's Republic of China, the number of single adults and all the single dudes, those guys too, has reached 200 million in 2015. The growing pressure from work and smaller social networks is making these younger generations really feel the push to wanna to be with someone maybe, but making it harder to do so. And then also, just we've talked about it too. It's that time of year where you gotta go home and basically tell your parents during Spring Festival, yeah, I got a girlfriend, or no, I don't got a girlfriend.
So Ryan's argument here is that because we need a place to meet people, so we go to TV, and to get under the spotlight, I just don't. I'm not buying any of this. I feel like if you really want to know people, there are so many places and occasions, and maybe you can have some. Join some like reading club, find some interest groups that you are actually interested in, so you can find people with the same kind of hobby that you can talk to. Go to a TV show, which is like named Chinese Way of Blind Dating, the only people you can get is people who are interested in getting onto a TV show.
You're going to turn reading clubs into the next Tinder.
Oh my God.
With that statement.
Well, it's kind of nice to give Tinder an intellectual vibe. That's how I see it. But actually,
touché.
I can always find that silver lining. And yeah. I can always find a justification for Ryan's arguments or a counter-argument, as I hope. But actually, Newholian, I think maybe going onto TV makes a lot of sense, because going on TV would maximize your message and getting to the biggest number of people, that you are single and you are whatever, eligible, maybe good or bad, that you've displayed on the TV screen, and a lot of people will be able to see that. And that kind of influence is difficult to find elsewhere.
That I do agree with, but I still feel like, because on a TV show, the only time you get, at least the exposure time of the show, is only like 10 minutes, I guess. It's like you are trying to introduce yourself into the mass public in 10 minutes with like silly questions and answers from the other opposite sex that you're talking to, and maybe the host you're talking to, and that's it. How will anyone know another person that well within 10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I'm going to come from a different point of view here. I think this is being done not because people want to find love on TV. I worked in TV a little bit back in the States, and I'll tell you, 90 to almost all of what you see on TV is completely scripted, right? They need good shots. They have to set up the lighting. Everything doesn't just happen. It takes, like, you have to build the scene almost in many of these kind of setups and whatnot, even in news and stuff. But so I think what they're trying to do is capitalize on a market. They want to churn out shows with a kind of a basic plot, basic way of doing things, basic structure that they know people love, because there's a huge market of 200 million people with, you know, broken hearts or looking for love, that when they see these kind of shows, they gravitate to it because they're like, wow, this is something maybe I can learn from, or that's missing in my life, or what are they doing that I'm not doing? I need to know. So you watch these things. And to give you an idea, as a report said that before 2012, 80% of the users of Yuyuan.com intended to look for marriages through the website. So that's a dating website, as you can imagine. So basically, you know, you can correlate that to the 200 million in 2015 of single people. And if you take that community just a little bit bigger, 80% maybe of those people really, really want to find a marriage. And they get on these websites even to look for it. And they're watching these shows. And these shows, I think, aren't there to console you through your relationship problems, to help you find a relationship. I think it's there because someone wants to make money off of you.
And I have another reason that I'm not buying these shows, is that I've seen so many, I'm going to use it here.
You
weird
go, girl.
People on the show. They're just having this kind of very weird argument, like saying, I want my future wife, excuse me, I want my future wife to quit her job, stay at home, be with me, because I'm a very traditional Chinese guy. I want her to always dress up for me, to put makeup on. I want her to only be a very homey mommy. I don't want her to do any other thing. It's just, I really think, even though you're thinking that, are you really feeling comfortable saying it out loud on a TV show? So that makes me wonder if, like what Ryan has just said, it's all script. It's all like a fake story that for people to purely entertaining themselves, like me, judging that, wow, people can be like this.
Yes, for sure. And maybe now when you look at anything on TV, the first thing in your mind should be, this is a business. This is not about the kind of sentiment or emotion that a program is trying to incite. It is business. It is money. And whatever eyeball attention can be drawn to it, it's the ratings. And that is what TV is about. If we think this way, should we feel less hurt when we realize that this guy and this woman holding hands and disappearing behind the screen is not really what you think it is?
I mean, you can look at the results from all these that we in the U.S. we have The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and see if any of these couples lasted longer than maybe a year after they were off air. Obviously, both all these people I feel that are drawn into TV, keep in mind, you know, you'll never be your genuine self when you're on TV. And I'll tell you that that's a fact, because you're envisioning the world staring at you through this lens pointed at you. So you'll never be, Hoyoung when you're in front of the camera. So how can you go on a date when everything's so superficial, or expect a show to be real when everything's superficial? These people know just as well as you do that a camera's pointed at them and they can't be X, Y, or Z. They have to be, you know, C, D, and whatever else, because that's what's entertaining. That's what's going to get ratings. And that's what the show is produced to get. Not necessarily, like I said, to help you with your relationship problems. But one thing I do want to point out is that it does, I think, have an effect on how people see relationships. I remember when I was younger, maybe in middle school, you're going through puberty and you're like, girls are icky. And then you're like, oh, girls are great. And when you make that change, you're like, oh, what do I do about this? What's the process? So I remember watching MTV and they had these blind dating shows. Okay. And I would watch them to see how the guy acts, to what was cool. How did he carry himself around this girl? You know, she's very pretty. He's an attractive dude. Is this how I dress? Is this where I take them? It wasn't until maybe, you know, I started actually dating that I realized all of that was just complete nonsense, and that it's on an individual level, and each relationship is so special because it's between two people and there's no two people like them in the world. And so keep that in mind. I think a lot of these shows ritualize dating. So people watch and they're like, oh, we got to go to the movies first. And then after on the show, we went to this restaurant. We got to go to a restaurant. No, do whatever you want. Be your freaky, weird self when you're around someone, because that's who they're going to fall in love with at the end of the day.
That is inspiring. Mm. Very inspiring. But actually, I think maybe these shows, they offer a good handbook, or like a basic course that you can draw some ideas from. And for a dating neophyte, maybe that is useful. And then you come up with your own tricks maybe later.
Dang.
Yeah. But also, I think if you're just following the rules too strictly, then doesn't really work that well all the time, maybe.
Yes, and also one thing I wanted these shows can, let's say, improve is that maybe stop trying to attract or casting weird people. It's like this weird ugliness appreciation is inside everybody's deep down mentality. Mm-hmm. And the blind dating shows are not the only shows that are doing this. There are some mediating TV show inviting people fighting about the tiniest thing and putting them on TV for others, judges, to talk about, to help them solve their problems. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as a TV show, other than entertaining others, maybe you should have some kind of educational function in it. Try to find some people with good value system. Try to let people understand some nature of relationship, or how to talk and communicate with their family, things like that, and stop picking weird people.
Yeah, like this female contestant, Man Wo, who said, I would rather cry in a BMW than smile on a bike, which means she wants money over happiness, in words. Literally, that is what that analogy came to. And she said this on TV in front of a bunch of people. And I mean, if this is the kind of people that are going on this show, what makes you think that they're interested in love? And why would you be watching this, thinking that real love is there? This girl literally just said, "I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I don't care about really being happy or love or all these words that are tied to non-materialistic things."
Yes, I think you guys make really good points, and I do wonder, just like what Ryan said earlier about the effect that these shows have on society and on people's minds towards relationship or other aspects in life when it's been magnified and portrayed to such exaggerated detail in so many ways that it is, of course, the oddballs, the weirdos that are gonna get the eyeballs
Attention.
from the audience. But if that's mostly what you only see on TV, then would people completely miss the point that these are the weirdos? There are a lot of normal people out there, but we just don't get attention. Hoyoung doesn't get attention.
Aww.
Oh, you're listening to Roundtable.